In John chapter 8, Jesus nails our predicament, which in turn explains why he needed to be nailed to the cross. In John chapter 8, we read these words. Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The Son continues forever. So if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. The Bible teaches us that we are powerless to break free of the devil, and that there is a bondage that we experience because of sin. Excuse me. This predicament entangles everyone. And it's not only Jesus who speaks of this. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, we read these words. By freeing some individuals from the earthly evils of hunger, injustice, illness, and death, Jesus performed messianic signs. Nevertheless, he did not come to abolish all evils here below, but to free people from the gravest slavery, which is sin. Sin, which thwarts them in their vocation as God's sons and daughters and causes all forms of human bondage. Now, I've begun my homily with these words because it is this that is at the heart of today's reading from 1 John. I love the way John begins the text for today. Little children, let no one deceive you. If you're familiar with 1 John, you'll know that repeatedly this is how John addresses the recipients of his letter. He says that we are little children. And I think this is so instructive. What do children need? They need the loving and protective care of their parents. And in a world like this, we need the loving and protective care of our Heavenly Father, of our big brother Jesus, of our mother Mary, and of Joseph, her beloved spouse. And one of the things that we need to be protected from most is the deception that is in the world, which St. John says is under the domain of the devil. He puts it this way: he who does what is right is righteous as Jesus is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the work of the devil. This is the thing that John wants us to understand so clearly. And this is why Jesus was nailed to the cross. And this is why in the Gospel of St. John, we have those words of John the Baptist, "Behold the one who takes away the sin of the world, the Lamb of God." And isn't it beautiful in that gospel how Jesus then interacts with the first apostles, asking them, what do they want? And they say, Lord, where are you staying? How can we connect with you? And then at the end of the gospel, when he looks to Simon and says, you are Simon, but you will become Cephas. This is always the work of Jesus Christ, that he comes to destroy the work of the devil so that as he was nailed to the cross, we can be people who are discovering what it means to be sons and daughters of God. Now, if you listen closely to that text from 1 John, you might think that John seems to be saying that if we are in Christ, we would be sinless. But that's not the point John is making. What he's wanting us to understand is that we are growing into perfection. And for those who are in Christ, we are discovering what it is to break free from godless habits and, whenever necessary, to seek God's mercy in confession. Another key theme of John's first letter. So as we come to the beginning of this new year, may we be inspired by the teaching of St. John. May we hear the example of the apostles and continually look to Jesus and hear him inviting us to come and follow him. And as we do that, what is the nature of how we look to ourselves as community? Well, listen to this part of the collect that we had at the beginning of Mass. Just as Jesus was pleased to share our bodily form through the childbearing of the Virgin Mary, so we too may one day merit to become companions in his kingdom of grace. May you sit with that phrase today. We are to be companions in his kingdom of grace. What a lovely thought, to think this is what it is to be a follower of Jesus, a companion in the kingdom of grace. And may we here at St. Peter's discover evermore this companionship in the coming year and decades.